is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
All right, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to a new year. It's a whole another year, a whole another day. And a whole new episode of Toward Anarchy. Thank you so much for joining me. It's a pleasure to be here. We'll see how it goes today. I went and got myself the Rona or the flu or whatever it is. They never could tell the difference between the two. The whole family got it this week. It just hit us all right after Christmas. And it was going right into it. We first started to notice some coughing and sneezing around, but right after Christmas, it hit everybody, and it hit us all differently. All five of us in the house had it. Hit us all a little bit differently. The youngest, the fastest through it all. Either he just ignores it, or his body processes it faster. Either way, he was. He did less lying around than the rest of us have for just trying to get that recovery, trying to feel it a little bit, just get out of that haze that exists there, get that numb feeling somewhere between your nose and the back of your head, and it's all just in your that kind of thing at times, and we're not. We won't add to the fear or confusion. We just stay home. That's what we've done. We've just been home, stayed in our home and avoided people. I haven't gone out anywhere. Of course, then it got cold and snowed a little bit, which it hasn't done much of yet this year. And so that was a little bit of a slap in the face. Just, woo, yeah, it is winter. Yeah, it is just the beginning of the year. It's only January 2nd, and there's still a whole lot of year to go and a whole lot of winter to go. And I'm looking forward to the whole thing. That's how we wrapped up the last show of the year last year, was just sort of looking forward to 2022 and what it has to offer, and realizing that a lot of what it may or may not have to offer depends on you. It depends on us. It depends on how we perceive things and how we deal with them as they happen to us. Yeah, I tease because the new year means nothing to me. It was fun. We had a great time this year. Everybody was hanging out but just here at home and quietly and watch TV, and we watched the Miley Cyrus, Pete Davidson New Year's Eve party thing, and that was kind of fun, especially when Miley's top broke, a wardrobe malfunction. I'm just kidding. Nothing. There wasn't anything to see, and I'm pretty sure it's Miley Cyrus. I think you could probably just type in her name on the internet and see everything. She handled it like a pro. You can say whatever you want to about Hollywood and rock stars but you don't know them. You don't know who they are. You haven't talked to them. You don't know their lives. You don't know their struggles. You just don't know them. And so I think there's a lot of unfair characterization, some of it to do with the artist's work, but most of it to do with the perception of who the artist is. And I think Miley Cyrus is probably one of those, but she's just an amazing performer, and she puts everything into it. And the show was just fun because they did so it was so much better than this sort of 50-year-old Dick Clark. He's dead, but it's still the Dick Clark rocking New Year's Eve hosted by Ryan Seacrest and a thousand other people, and that hasn't changed. It's still the same thing. They sort of jump around from city to city in places around the world doing performances by different artists, and it's kind of old hat. The Miley Cyrus thing was fun because it was more like Saturday Night Live. It was something that Lorne Michaels produced. Of course, if Pete Davidson's involved in there, you imagine Michaels is around somewhere. And so it was more like a Saturday Night Live. It was more like a sketch show. It was just more entertaining. And I don't know what I would say the word current, because it's not like the Rock and New Year's Eve show doesn't have current new pop artists and people like that on there hosting the show and doing performances. But there was just something about the whole approach to it being more like the Saturday Night Live sketch show kind of thing, with some different interludes, as opposed to just standing there listening to Ryan Seacrest. Well, I'll turn it over to you over there in Florida, and back to you, Ryan. That sort of, No, it was Pete telling jokes and Miley and a bunch of different artists performing, including Sweetie. She's huge right now. Her and Doja Cat and Cardi B and these strong females. I've talked a little bit about them on the shows. At any rate, we had some fun. We stayed home. We stayed away from people. We watched the new year come in, and the new year is just another, it's just another day. Some people would say, oh, well, you should do it should change on the winter and spring solstice or something like that, and that should be our dates for a new year. But that's not, and I don't understand that, because it's not necessarily the right, that's not necessarily the indication. There's a reason why the Christmas is celebrated at this time of year, and New Year's, and it's to do with the calendar and the clock and space and watching the planets. And so if you look at the new year, it should be one of those things where if you were watching the sun, it's making its transition from its lowest point to rising again, its lowest point on the horizon to rising again. So there's an astronomical event that it's associated with it that gives some reason for doing or for saying that it's the new year. And that's a, I guess it's funny that it comes up, because it was just, I saw somebody arguing, well, January 1st, whatever arbitrary day, time, shouldn't be the new year. It shouldn't be the beginning of the new year. It should be spring. That, I think that was the main gist of the, but that's okay. So that's one argument, but so it's just proving that it's sort of arbitrary. And I like to tease people about the sort of arbitrary nature of celebrating a day like January 1st or New Year's, you know, going into the new year, as if every day shouldn't be a new year for you. Every day you should be striving for new and challenging and really just pushing yourself with the idea that every single day that you wake up is a new chance, a new beginning. And it doesn't just happen once a year. There isn't just one time that we get to reset and start over, that you can do that anytime. And that, and one of the things that happens is that we run into the end of the year with the whole, or into the new year with a whole bunch of energy. We have a whole bunch of energy, and it's built up, and it's for whatever reason, whether we're apprehensive or whether we're excited about the new year, either way, we have this energy that builds up, and we have a sort of a motivation, whether it's derived from the arbitrary nature of the first day of the year or whether it's you really saying, hey, I need to make some changes. We're going into the new year with this in mind, and we're going to tackle this, and we're going to accomplish that. Either way, it doesn't matter. We still have that same energy, and it doesn't take long for that energy to burn out for most people. After the hype of the new year, might just be ringing in the new year that wipes it out for a lot of people, depending on how much you celebrate. But for a lot of people, realizing that it was just another day, that it wasn't about the calendar change, that it wasn't about the shared celebration of a new beginning, that it was all about you in the first place and what you're doing and where you are in life and the way you are approaching your future, the way you're looking at your 2022. That's so much more pointed and important and self-validating. You realize you had all this energy, you had all this excitement about it. Where do I go with it? What do I do with it? How do I keep the energy and stay interested in doing it? What if I fail? How do I keep the energy? How do I keep the emotion, the drive up to participate, to do these things, to just go from day to day sometimes? And so that's a really good question coming into a year. And Dr. Dean Lloyd will join us a little bit later in the show here and help answer that. We'll ask him, where does energy come from and motivation? And it's fitting to talk about it at this time of year, because so many people will go in. They'll have these goals. They'll have this arbitrary notion of a change ahead of them based on the calendar. And they'll say they're going to do these things, and then they'll lose the energy. They'll lose the interest. They'll lose that motivation. And that happens. That can happen any day, regardless of the arbitrary nature of the first of the year, that change thing. It can happen anytime we step into something new and take on a new challenge. And so I think it's perfect that Dr. Dean Lloyd, he's a healer and a facilitator. He's going to come in and he's going to help heal that energy leak, that place where you're burning energy and you don't need to, or maybe you need to reconsider it. And how do you build up more energy? And so we'll talk to Dr. Dean Lloyd about that here in about 15 minutes or so. He'll jump into the conversation. We'll get into this thing. It's going to be a great one. I thought it's a great way to start off the year with all of us in that frame of mind, or many of us certainly in that frame of mind. And again, I think it's really about what you need to concentrate on is that attitude every single day, that renewed challenge of a day, not just a lifetime or a year or a new month or this particular challenge. Every day, get up and challenge yourself and do some things, and you maybe add some new routine into your day that will help you do things that keep up the energy and keep up the attitude. And there's simple little things. Take a short walk, get out in sunlight for 10, 15, 20 minutes, turn everything off for 20 minutes, This is an hour of your day, you know, 24 hours a day. Just think about it. This is an hour of your day, the things that I suggested. Take a short walk. And you could do the sunlight and the short walk at the same time. You don't even have to. I don't know, it's cold right now. I go walk around the rec center or the mall or something like that, I think, before I don't know. There's some nice sun. It's beautiful out. It really is, but it's cold. There's some cold, especially if a breeze blows by. That's an hour of your day. And it's easier said than done, I assure you. I don't do it myself every single day, but I do try to. And I try to keep some of those little simple tricks and things in mind, especially as a technology guy sitting in front of a computer a lot. I have to remind myself to get up and extend my vision, sort of literally get away from the short vision distance here of the screen and step outside and let my eyes focus on things much, much further away down the street. So many little things like that can just keep your literal energy, your physical energy built up. Of course, there's the foods and things like that. We'll get into a bunch of these ideas as we talk with Dr. Dean Lloyd about that. He's coming up here in just a few minutes. If you go to towardanarchy.com, as always, you can follow along. Look for January 2nd. It should be right there from the front page. If not, just click the episodes button, click on 2022. It'll be real easy to find at this point because it's just the first show. There's not a lot of links there. You'll see Dr. Dean Lloyd, the information for Evolving the Species, the link there for evolvingthespecies.com, cruising the Epiphany Highway link is there. It's always there. It's always over on the right-hand side of the page. And that's Am Rosen's book that Dr. Dean Lloyd and I are looking at, using as a basis for a conversation point. Just really having a fun time going through it and reading it and trying to find that same value that Dr. Lloyd puts into it. And I can see it. It's there. It's very easy. If you're willing to accept changing you, that's at the core of so much of what we've talked about from day one here, is that it's on you. It's incumbent upon you, the way you react to the world, the things that you put out there, the your own mental and physical health. These are all about you. You. They tell you it's not about you. It's about everything else. No, it's about you, because if you don't exist, then none of this exists, at least for you. We all get to go on. But while you're here, you might want to participate and throw yourself into the game and take some chances and learn some new things and experience some new things and find some new ideas. And they may be the hard ones, the complicated ones, and you might have to read it twice. but that's probably not going to happen. I don't have time for that today, Marcus. I would love to talk about the January 6th thing, and maybe we'll do that a little bit next week. It keeps coming up. It's on my mind. It's there. I agree with you guys. I think that this is it's a witch hunt. It is a political witch hunt. It is the start of almost a Night of the Long Knives kind of thing. And that's how I see it. So I get you. I understand, Marcus, but we won't have the time today to talk about it at all. We won't be able to get into it. Some more links I shared up there for you. Rare thing happened in the media, the mainstream media, this past week. They talked about decentralized finance and how that empowers people, and I shared a link there for you. And one of the things we'll be talking about today, if we can, I don't know how we'll get into it. There's a few minutes left before Dr. Lloyd joins us here. Maybe we'll jump into this and just talk about this a little bit in this next short segment and see if we can, because I want to dwell on it. It seems like such a no-brainer, but it's just, there are people, you're listening, there are some of you who are listening right now who just don't get it, and you proved it to me this week. When you believe that a person is different because they look different, you believe you can define them by how they look as opposed to the actions that they take. So we'll discuss that when we get back here.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Okay, so I want to talk about action and people's actions, and we just a short little segment here to do that in, and I shared some links to wardanarchy.com. Look for January 2nd. And the link that I shared is an article by Murray Rothbard. I think it originally appeared in one of the printed tracts years ago by the Future of Freedom Foundation or somebody like that. And it's been reprinted here in the Mises.org library. And it's Conspiracy Theory History Revisited is the name of it. But it's really talking about how conspiracy theorists are not people who are just grasping at straws, that they tend to be praxeologists or people who understand human action. And that's a lot, you know, that's something at the core of myself, something at the core of the show, something that I believe that people need to understand better when it comes to economics. And if they applied the two, it's the only thing that I've ever taken out of what is Austrian economics. I've never spent any time studying numbers and theories and things like that, just the general idea of the Austrian school and the idea of praxeology and human action and understanding that economics is based on human action. And that if you and so this all ties together, this idea that a person's actions tell you who they are. So if let's look at the police. This is where the conversation came up this week, and why this I'd already had this article from Murray Rothbard here selected out, but then and ready to share. I must have pulled it a couple of weeks ago, maybe. I don't even know. I'm constantly doing that. I have a list, and I could choose from any number of articles that I've shared with myself throughout the week that I could potentially share up here. And this one, it was just perfect because it's talking about that action and understanding human action in all terms. But in terms of economics, follow the money. Who benefits, right? Cui bono, right? Who benefits? Follow that money trail, and you will find out why things happen. And that's the idea behind conspiracy theorists. And this is the police. This is the road pirates. And this is the idea that the cop that doesn't have any markings on his car, there's a lot of them here in Topeka, they're gray cars with gray writing on them, and you can't basically tell that they're a cop car. That cop car is significantly different than the one that you can tell is a cop car. That's they both function exactly the same way when it comes to robbing people. The actions of the person in the car don't change because he put himself in a different car. If you believe that there's a difference between road pirates that make themselves visible and road pirates that don't, then you don't understand piracy, that you don't understand robbing people as they're trying to travel from one place to another and doing so for your own benefit, to fill your pocketbook. Because that's what the police do. There is no difference. You tell me, well, why don't you just drive the speed limit? Well, why don't you just mind your own business? Why don't you not worry about me and what I'm doing and sick your pet scumbag with a plastic tin badge, whatever it is, in his clown costume on me for offending your senses because you don't want to drive that fast? I personally don't drive very fast. I drive pretty close to the speed limit. That might have something to do with the constantly carrying things on me that I don't want the cops to bother me with. But I don't exceed the speed limit in any great detail, but people do around me all the time, and they run lights and they run stop signs and they cut me off and they do all these myriad of things that frustrate the hell out of me but don't do anything to me, and I don't sick the police on them, and I don't feel that there's a need for the police there to control them, to make them do something so arbitrary as travel a particular speed limit. Do you understand how arbitrary that is? There's so many factors involved in that traveling that speed. There's the driver, there's the vehicle, there's the road conditions, there's all of these things in there. So it's completely arbitrary to decide that somebody should drive X amount of speed in X place at X time. It's done to control traffic, and it's done to generate revenue. There's no greater benefit to it because they don't stop it. They just take advantage of it. They take advantage of people who make mistakes, who have accidents, who are in a hurry. They take advantage. Those are the pirates. And it doesn't matter what skin that pirate is wearing, what he's surrounded himself with. It doesn't matter what flag he flies. We'll come back and we'll add Dr. Dean Lloyd to the conversation. We'll talk about energy.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I am red-pilled out today, and I don't mean woke or any of those terms that suggest that there's any relation to the Matrix or anything like that in my being red-pilled. I'm just sucking down classic red pills today just to keep myself clear, keep the nasal passages clear. Okay, they're not red, they're orange. There's been a lot that's happened since the last time we were together. It's been a couple of weeks, and there's a million things to talk about. and going into the new year, and just the so many questions about our liberty and about where our nation is headed and where the world is headed. And there's a lot of energy that's built up and will be expended over this period of time, over these holidays and into the new year. And then a lot of people will experience a burnout. They'll lose their energy. They'll lose their focus and their concentration for whatever reason. Sometimes it's physical and mental. Other times it's external, that, you know, barriers that have crept up or gotten in the way of whatever it is that the person is trying to achieve, and it can be very frustrating. And so, thinking about all these things already, and then having Dr. Lloyd always just sort of in the same zone, it's amazing how we're there. I guess I don't know. It's being connected, I guess, to reality, I think, maybe that contributes to that a little bit. But then to have him say, well, hey, you know, let's talk about energy and where energy comes from, I think it's a fitting time to do that. And so I thought it was great to start off the new year with a ton of energy, and one of my favorite people, Dr. Dean Lloyd. How you doing, my friend? How's your new year going so far?
It's going quite well, thank you, Michael. Good to hear your voice, and I'm looking forward
to talk to you.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to, as the new year would hope to present us with, solutions. And what we're oftentimes given is Happy New Year with the same direction, right? The same old thing, except maybe we would change our, as you mentioned earlier, our workout regimen, or maybe we'll change the way we eat, and then it fizzles out, that kind of thing. Mm. So you appropriately bring up the topic of where does energy come from, right? And I'm going to fill you in.
That's awesome. I think at this time of year, I think, like I was saying, it really is a fitting thing to be talking about, because there's a different type of energy. There's different types of energy, and I'm sure we'll get into all this. And they are expended and rejuvenated in various but similar ways. And we have an an abundance of energy at this time of year because of things. It's interesting because it's a positive energy, and at the same time, it could be a negative energy. We have the holidays and the hustle and bustle and the shopping season, and we have the religious connotation association with it, and then we have the idea of redemption and the new year and new beginnings and all this. There's a whole bunch of different energies that converge at this time of year, and there's a whole bunch of people that have already spent all that energy and have no way how to rebuild it, and don't even really understand where it comes from. So I think it's a good conversation for people to have right now.
Yeah, exactly. And we can go to the reflection place, you know, like, oh my gosh, what did I do last year that was good for me? Or what did I do last year that wasn't so good for me? what is it that I want to change? And what I found over the years is that there's a lot of energy out there that they start something that they can't finish. And this is because it fizzles out because they are not in the state of mind that puts them in a place to change, right? Because what we're talking about is how we need to, if something's working and it's working well, then you want to make yourself stronger, right? In doing what you're doing. You want to, for example, I'm an avid swimmer, so I love to swim, and I don't, as best as I can, miss my routine. It happens once in a while, but it gives me energy to do that. So what I thought I'd start by saying is how we first determine what gives you energy. And it's detailed. If you do have the book, then you can follow along with me at the first phase. And then what I'll do is get some commentary from you, Michael. And of course, I'll be able to fill in the holes where needed. But there's three in all of us, if we look at it from the perspective of having an inner gauge, if you will, or inner Geiger. We all know what a Geiger is, right? A Geiger counter. When you read the Geiger meter, it's reading radiation. And if there's, it goes, you know, tick, 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 when it gets closer to the radiation. And we're all familiar with that, correct?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So when I talk about the Geiger inside you or the meter inside you, whichever one you choose, I'm going to give you the first one. And it reads this way. If it feels good and you want it, whatever it is that you're dealing with, then move towards it. But the moment it stops feeling good and or you stop wanting it, I don't care if it was Shangri-La, Utopia, Nirvana, and multiple orgasms 5 minutes ago, that's fine. But that's now past. Whatever it might have been before, if it no longer feels good and or you no longer want it, then you stop emotionally reacting. And until you understand exactly what has accounted for the change, you stop putting energy into it. When you understand what has accounted for the change, reevaluate your reaction to it. You should continue in the same manner, should you continue in the same manner? Or should you rearrange elements and priorities, introduce new factors, delete old factors, wait for inspiration, or forget the whole thing? If you can figure out why and how it's changed for you, but you persist in emotionally pushing ahead anyway, you will start to slur your psyche in the emotional distortion of fear, doubt, confusion, and anxiety. Now, what I can distill that paragraph into, if it moves good, feels good, if it moves in the direction of making you feel good, you move towards it. Now, how amazingly simple does that sound, right? But we are reactive people. Most of us, right? We get something that causes us to get reacting, and I, whenever that happens to me, I'm all over it. I'm saying, whoa, what was that about me that just reacted to this? In other words, I'm very suspicious, and I never incorporate the negative. I'm suspicious of anything negative. Whenever anybody says something to me that's negative, I question it. You know, like, I don't like the way you drive your car. What do you mean? You know, explain that. What is it that makes it? Our whole job here is to make sense. And I have a saying. Call it a Deanism if you want. And that is, love is about making sense. And you mentioned earlier about, you mentioned about the police car. And you asked the right question, and, you know, that is, why is this happening? You know, give me a reason why this is going on. It's so clear to me why it's going on, is in relationship to the feeling body. Our feelings are programmed into us. Whatever we feel, we should have, right? Whatever we're programmed, patterned, conditioned, or feel we should have, then any feeling is justified, no matter what you do. So here's my catch yourself phrases here. Whenever you feel doubt, fear, confusion, or anxiety, that means you don't understand. And when you start feeding it, that's when you drain your energy. And the two big ones are fear and anger. Those two emotions drain us more than any other emotion. The others do also, like worry, and, you know, grief and so forth. But these are part of our process of gaining control of our emotional body, our psyche, and going towards what we want. And that is what gives us energy. Because if you were to ask me, Michael, what makes you happy? I would say getting what you want.
That's a simple, short answer. Yeah, right. It goes along with what I was talking about in understanding human action, praxeology. The idea is that people very simply do certain things to get what they want. That's really all there is to it. And then you can spend a whole bunch of time trying to understand why it is they want what they want. But once you get that this is why people do what they do, is to solve needs and wants for themselves, then you can – it's really actually easy to determine how people will react to something, even their response to it, you know, what they will go and do, not just how they will what they'll say or how they'll feel about it, but what they'll do in turn. It's part of the structure of government and the idea of they can manipulate us because they know us, because they understand the humans act, and they will act in a certain way, the same way basically every single time, in order to solve a need or a want. I love how it all ties together, and I wish that people would come together and see it, because then they'd take that, some of this energy that we're talking about, so much of it is wasted in political arenas. And man, if we took all that time, that energy, that money out of politics and put it back into people and our own lives, the things that we could accomplish, the things that we accomplish in spite of how much we waste on it are unbelievable. So what we could accomplish if we just that much less effort in that one direction, just seeing it for what it is, a control mechanism, the driver of fear and anger that it is.
Right. And to that point, the amount of energy output is always proportionate to the input of your energy, right? You may know a lot of people out there that are really drained. They got these great ideas, but they just can't put it together because they just don't have the energy for it. Say, oh, you know, that makes sense. That's really great. You know, you got that movie idea. Oh, wow, that's really great. Or you got this invention idea. That's really great. But does it have the other half, which is the power behind it? Does it have the energy? Half of life is about being conscious. The other half is about power. So when you've got a government that's in power with all this, you know, dictating these, you know, asinine, absolutely ridiculous rules and regulations, then that's the power side of it. What is happening in our culture currently is a lot of collateral damage. And it's showing itself in multiple ways that I don't need to go into detail with. But it's part of our evolution. It's just that it didn't need to happen this way. It didn't need to be so damaging. That's what I would take the position of, because I take the position that everything you experience is about your state of mind. Everything in life is about your state of mind, whether you're listening to music in the car, whether you're, you know, taking a bath, whether you're answering to business matters on the phone, I mean, whatever it is, it's your state of mind. So this input-output that I'm speaking of, we all need sleep, right? We all need to get rest. You can't take the place of sleep. We all need the building blocks of our body to give it the foundation that it needs nutritionally, right? We need proteins, we need macronutrients, carbohydrates, we need fats. We need all the micronutrients in our bodies, you know, copper and vitamin Bs and so forth. We all need that. If we don't have the building blocks, we can't build the foundation that we have to support the energy in our body to perform whatever it is that we want to do. Maybe it's a snowboarder, you know. I actually am one of the old guys that still snowboard. And that I love doing it. I don't get to do it very often these days, but, you know, it's one of those things that I love and look forward to. It gives me energy. So what I would suggest is a new revolution to, revelation, excuse me, to our new year is, instead of making a New Year's resolution, make an awareness, make it your job to decide what feels good, not what you think you have to do, right? A lot of people think a lot of things. It's not about that. It's about making the realization what it is that gives you energy and start from there. And then we can use the meter inside us, that really simple, 100% psychologically infallible meter that says when it feels good, move towards it. When it doesn't, move away. And when you can, I'll go to the second Geiger in a little while, but when you understand yourself enough to say, this is the best that I know, then you're safe. You're put in a place, just like with people that have moved into the arena of being, you know, made the decision and regret that they made a decision of doing some medical intervention that caused some low back pain for the rest of their life, or they did something that they regretted. I've always looked at, you know, this. I guess I'm going to have to pick up.
Hold that thought. We'll talk about doing things that you regret when we get back on the other side of the break here. We're talking to Dr. Dean Lloyd. We'll be right back on Toward Anarchy.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
TowardAnarchy.com to follow along as always. Look for January 2nd. It's a whole new year, and we're talking about all this energy and excitement and fear. Fear is a part of it, and anger, and all these things that complicate life. But you can complicate. Maybe that's not a fair word. They're just a part of life, and how you react to them is entirely up to you and how you deal with those things. And a lot of that is in this preparation. But you can do things to yourself. You brought it up just before the break, Dr. Dean Lloyd, about regret, doing something that sort of brings you lifelong pain or permanent physical pain. Where are you going with that? Hello? Did we lose you? Uh-oh.
I do. I think I... Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you there? Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. I was just before we went to the break, you asked about, or you mentioned about regret, and you sort of hint at maybe doing something to yourself physically and cause yourself sort of lifelong pain or something.
Okay, now, what I'd like to define for people is when you're feeling angry, that means you don't know how you feel. And when you feel fear, that means you don't understand. Now, those are part of our body's mechanism, right, that tells us that we have something that's going on with us that is out of our control, and that is taking us away from ourselves, essentially. Because what we want to know is how to understand how things work. At least that's been my mission in life, is how the mind works. Wow, are you telling me that I can give you the tools and I can explain and be audacious in my statement of saying I know how the mind works and how to integrate that into the body? That has never been done before, but I would have to take the position that I do know how that works. And how that works is by first understanding what it is that our body, what our mechanisms are. And if we're drained by fear because we don't understand, don't feed it. Just be aware, stop, check yourself, and realize that something has got you because it's causing you to feel that emotion of fear. And we've reacted out of fear. And when you do, you go to this place of being regretful that you did that. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I really felt bad about that. Do I hear music again?
Yeah, no, it's
just
short
segment.
I just
started on a roll.
But... We'll just go
all that over, and then I'll pick it up on the other side, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just a real quick switch over in the top of the hour. We'll be right back here on Toward Anarchy.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic.